This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
I still have it. All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a little business, grocery store, liquor store, you need a cashier? Well, if I got a simple opportunity and a replacement, you need to go to self-checkout. Walmart does it, Home Depot does it, and Costco does it. Jeff and Mark, they've been owning the business for more years than I care to admit. Got 20 years experience with self-checkout, believe it or not. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for service. If your doors are open, their doors are open. Give them a call, 800-540-2149, or go to southwestpos.com. They'll come out. Their equipment fits your equipment. You're ahead of the game. Also, Dragonfly Napa Auto Care Repair Shop. In fact, if you watch KUSI this morning, they were the ones that completely refurbished that minivan they gave the Fuentes family. What a great bunch of folks, Napa. 4055 Pacific Coast Highway, 619-704-2280, or go to dragonflyauto.com, home of the 3-year, 36,000-mile cross-country warranty. All right, we got the girl in the house. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And we've got David, how much more can I break Hunt? From the year 2023, he's in the house, and hasn't been smiling since he walked in the door, so we know 24 is going to be better than 23, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It can't get any worse.
I can't get any worse. It's only getting better.
And you just keep buying cars thinking, well, if I have more cars, they all can't break.
Oh, no, wait. Well, I got a story behind that sport mod that I've got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're listening.
Well, the racing community is a family.
Yes.
And
I've got some absolutely fabulous friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Pridgen Sr., Jason Aldridge, David Capella, Jake Triska. They're all helping me out with this car. Jason and Mike gave me the car.
Really?
Yes.
What happened to your old car?
The hobby stock's in the garage. Yeah. The pier stock's sitting outside. So, you know, I'm working on this thing on the trailer, getting it ready to be. It's an old A mod that's being converted to a B mod.
Yeah. What is it?
What is it?
Originally. Is that? Or
is it a Ford, a Chevy, an Acura?
Chevy.
Oh, my gosh.
He works at Hyundai.
He gave you that look. And Dave's a Chevy guy.
And he works at Hyundai, and he's giving me this look.
Listeners, you missed this look of David look Hunt. This is fun. I'm with two Davids. I'm in a David sandwich.
I did duck.
Yeah, that look was some shade.
Yeah. All right, so it's a Chevy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a old Harris chassis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove Jason's sport mod in practice. And
you got a taste.
Oh, I got a taste. Oh. And I jumped out of that car with a smile on my
face.
Oh
my gosh.
And you know, you shouldn't
exactly
do that.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. My father always said, don't throw your leg over a motorcycle you can't afford.
That's right.
Or a horse.
How many people have offered
every
me
other
rides? And how many of them have I accepted?
Not many.
None.
Well, no. There was the time you didn't keep your eyes open.
Well, that's beside the point.
And there's the time you didn't breathe.
Well, there's that too.
So, but no.
Yeah.
Wow, why'd you do that to yourself? Oops. Why did Angela let you do that? Excuse me, let me back up.
She
why did the boss let you do that?
She wasn't there. What do you want to bet?
Well, you know, Angela made a decision. She's not going to race anymore.
Wait,
she retired?
I mean, I'm glad I'm sitting down. You didn't prepare me for this. I thought, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Angela, because didn't she practice last year?
She did practice.
I thought the news was that she was racing this year.
Nope.
The news is she isn't.
The news is she retired. After she hurt her back, we took her to do some practice.
Yes.
And she got out and she decided, I can't do it.
Yeah. Aww.
She goes, if I hit the wall and I hurt my back again, I'm in big trouble.
I think about that all the time. If I get real hurt, how am I going to work?
Yeah. No, I don't think about it.
Guys are not very logical.
Yeah.
Women, they look at things.
Think through things.
Yeah.
It's called forward thinking.
See, this is why I don't have a race car.
Oh.
Because I don't think about the end result.
Well, you know, I'm 60 now.
I know.
And it's like, you know what?
It's inevitable.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah, you've lived a good 60 years.
We're talking about death now?
Being bent.
Wait, how did you bring up Angela when we're talking about your new car? Wait, what's the connection there?
Yeah, I think we missed all
of that.
You know what? She's not here today because she has to work. And, well, now that I have a sport mod.
What, she has to work more? Where is this going?
You know, hey, baby, you know, the racing budget's kind of grown. You got to go back to work.
Stop it. Was she a part of this conversation?
Hey, she gave up racing in lieu of going back to work to help him.
No.
There you go.
Wait. See, this is why I wanted Angela to come or another person. I need the other side of the story.
Do you think we're not telling the truth?
I was going back and forth. I'm like, bring Angela. She has to work. Bring somebody. You don't think I have enough to talk about? No, I think you have enough, more than enough to talk about. I just need the other angle, the other perspective here.
There is no other angle.
I need Angela's side of the story. There is no other.
There is no other side.
There are always three sides to a story.
No, there's not.
Oh, I need help. I need help. Brendan, I need help today with these two Davids. You guys are a handful from the very start, David.
I don't see a problem.
Roy,
you've been a handful. I'm not seeing a problem here.
So anyway, we were talking about you're getting her ready on the trailer and you thanked all your buddies. How much do you have to do to it to turn it into a B-mod?
It looked like a lot.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why they gave it to you?
I've already gone through and rebuilt the whole front end. Okay. So that's all set to go.
What about the motor?
That's still under construction.
Okay.
We
need to
talk
to Mike Pridgen about that.
Okay.
It needs to go over. David Capella's going to change the rear end
because
it's got to go from an A mod rear end to
a B mod.
Do you know the difference? What is it? Can you share with
one
a dwarf
letter.
Driver? I don't know.
Yeah, it's one letter.
Well, I don't know. That quick change in it right now, I don't think IMCA would be very happy
so
if I showed up.
But you would like it.
Oh, I love it. I wish we keep those. Four-link suspension, three-link suspension's a difference.
Oh, so one's got a three in, you got to take the four out and put a three in?
Correct. And
wait, why aren't you just keeping it as an A-mod?
Because there's nobody to race against.
Because Angela's earning capabilities are only so much.
Oh, jeez. We're blaming Angela. Angela, I really wish you were here.
Well, we could get her another job.
Oh, my gosh.
Then she could have, six?
Lord have mercy.
Haven't you seen that? You know the story to make any money with motorsports?
You start with a whole bunch.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why. It's cheap. It doesn't sound cheaper.
Well, it is once you get there.
What is it then that makes it more expensive, the motor?
Motor,
because you had everything else.
A mods, you can. They're just.
Is it too big of a jump? Too big of a leap?
No, I could do it.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I could drive anything.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, never mind.
It's gonna be.
I'll be
it's
nice.
Gonna be good when
Sonny
it's
Trent,
done.
I was gonna bring you up and ask if he was afraid of you, but no.
It's gonna be good when it's done.
Yes. It's going to be great when it's
done.
Oh,
it will be. It was an A mod. Why turn it into a B mod? That was
how much
only my
how many
question.
A mods do we have at Barona?
I don't know.
I don't even know if we have any.
Yeah,
isn't
we
that
got
just
a whole
the
bunch.
Modified class?
Do we?
Modified class. Yeah, they roar around. Yeah.
Well, I know they roar around
when there's not like a different track running.
So is
the
there
same
more
day,
B's
we have
than A's?
There's going to be quite a few more B's out there this year.
Okay, so that's probably.
Are
the
you allowed
reason.
To tell us who else is building a B mod? Who's helping this?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
All right.
There you go. so much.
Isn't
for
that
you.
What we're supposed to do as journalists? We ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, so much of you being a reporter. You can't take his no. You got to dig deeper. So let's take a break, and then you could beat on him.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right. Just turn the volume down.
Racial Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racial Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in lovely El Cajon. Call them at 866-937-1607 or go to ElCajonMotors.com, new, used. Do you know their service department will work on everything in your driveway? That's right. So you don't have to worry about just having a Ford and a Chevy and a Dodge and a Honda. All those can be worked on at their service department. Dave is the manager, and he is exceptional. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. Plus, you'll see the dykes out at Barona Speedway collecting checkered flags.
All three of them.
Everything goes well.
There'll be three of them out there.
Boy, it's going to make a rough Thanksgiving.
Ooh, I wonder if our guest is going to be up against one of them.
Go to BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. We got David. I wish it didn't cost too much, Hunt, in-house.
And David Roy Stahl, my mentor,
who's not spending any money,
has been digging during the off-air.
Well, yeah, and it turns out he wants to play with his buddies.
Friend, that's why he wants to run the B model. His friends are there.
Yeah,
so my mentor, who sits across from me, listener,
so
just
they're
kept
either
digging
setting
at the
Dave up, so they'll have somebody to beat, or they just need challenge. They need somebody to challenge them.
I think they need someone to challenge them.
Right, you know? Get on their back bumper, do a little rubbing, and.
They, you know, they might think I'm an easy mark out there. You
but
know.
You're going to prove them wrong.
Well, yeah, I plan on beating them.
Oh,
but, you
did
know.
You hear that? Can you say that? But who's them?
Who's, he just gave off the whole
you
list.
You said beating them. Who's the apostrophe E-M? Call them out right now.
Oh, my God.
You know,
no,
you know,
we don't play
what?
That game.
I tried, listeners. I tried. I tried.
See, now you were a weak reporter. Then you went over
too
the
far?
Top.
Did I go too far?
You got to back up another foot. So, but you still got to paint the car?
I'm not. In my rookie year? Oh, no. Yeah. It's getting beat up body panels and.
You always,
is it going to be 92?
Yes.
Yeah, number 92.
And my great sponsor, AdFab Graphics, is, you know, going to make it look good.
Yeah, from a distance.
With your eyes squinted in the dark.
Until I, you know.
It's a 20-foot look.
Eventually, it
doesn't
look good.
Just stay back 20 feet. And it's looking good.
I am withholding.
What color is it going to be? Or what color
whatever
is it now?
Whatever it is.
White and black.
Okay.
Like a police car.
But, you know, who knows what it's going to look like, you know, two races in.
Yeah.
So Winter Nationals are right around the corner. Are we ready for that?
No.
Are we trying to get ready for that?
The hobby stock.
Oh, okay. That's January 2nd practice. And
yes.
Where's this at? Where?
Cocopaw Speedway.
Oh, yeah. God, we haven't been there. We got to make a road trip.
I've raced there. It's freaking amazing.
Is that freaking amazing?
Great.
It's fast, and it's got nice banking. Okay. And did I mention it's fast?
I think you might have mentioned it's kind of quick.
And when you go upside down?
No.
It's a wild ride.
No.
That's right. You decided to see what that was like.
I did. I checked out the other side of the wall.
And you looked at how good your seat belts worked.
That's right.
I feel
entertainment
like
seat, all the safety
gear. Your helmet.
Yep.
It all worked.
And, you know, I hope I'm not jinxing myself, but that seat that was in that hobby stock is going in my sport mod.
I wasn't it right after you were on air last time, too? Like, I feel like it was right after we had talked.
Don't they get off air,
win.
They win, they don't
well,
get upside down.
They do something memorable. That's what it is. They make an impact.
So how'd you get upside down? Was somebody else involved in that little
exercise? We were going down the back stretch, and he came up into me and turned the car into the wall. And
The tire grabbed the wall and said, you know what? You haven't seen the bottom of me, have you?
Yeah, that was a wicked ride.
So I'm not supposed to ask who it was that went into him?
No.
A mentor? Okay.
No.
Yeah, no.
The listeners want
to
know.
He will be more than happy to. Well, no, the question you ask.
Oh, how do I ask it?
Is did you ever get even for being put on your lid?
I don't know. I'm not into that as a racer. It's too expensive and dangerous.
No, I don't. You know what?
You
I
don't
get
that.
Even with people. Yeah. It's
That could get too ugly too fast.
Well, he can go sit on him.
I mean, maybe like steal his hamburger at the end of the night or lick it, lick the bun. Or,
yeah, that's an idea.
Put some sand.
Because you don't have a food sponsor.
I don't. You know what? I'm working on one right now.
And
Smokin' Jay's Barbecue.
That's a great sponsor.
Dude, next time you
come in. You should have brought them today.
Should have brought them in.
That's what I said. Bring sponsors. Yes, you should have brought them
Bring them in.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll have to come on again.
Will. And I'll put them away. I will take care of you. I'll get them guys to sponsor your car.
So, I mean, there's not an award for most frequent guests, just so you know. I think he's trying to go for an award for most frequent radio guests.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, I come in, have a good time, talk racing.
Hey, how bad could that be?
Exactly.
We're going to be here Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. How's that?
Well, hey, I'd come in.
Yeah, because
I did throw you those dates.
Well, I just picked one.
Yeah, this one was a better one for the family, probably.
If he was good, he would have said all.
Oh.
I should have. You know, and Angela was working, so.
Is she working next Sunday?
I don't know.
Oh, we got Angela and the barbecue guy.
The barbecue guy is going to be working.
I don't know.
Catering or getting ready for, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're doing something.
All right, so back to the car. So what? Now, the engine that this car's got in it, is it you're going to refresh or is it a complete rebuild?
What, in my sport mod? Yeah. There is no engine.
I guess
it's being built.
I see. So we don't have to worry about it.
No.
We just have to get it done.
It has to get done. Now, the hobby stock, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
Is that one hurt?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just say I got a set of cylinder heads from a place, brand new.
Yeah.
And something happened to them. And I'm getting the runaround. You know, I could see if it was a racing thing, but what happened to him? This is not a racing thing. And it broke a valve last time I was down in Cocoa Paw. And it damaged the piston a little bit, not too bad, because the tip of the head of the valve wedged itself into the head.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So as soon as those are done, they go on, and I get to go run. So,
there's really not a warranty when you.
No.
But there should be.
But
that's
on
a tough one.
Because of what happened to him.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And my machine shop guy says that he has seen this on heads from this company
before. Oh. So we're not using this company anymore.
Yeah. Did we learn?
Well,
nope.
Well.
No options.
How many people out there? Did you know? Have you ever? Oh yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Well, I'm not going to badmouth a company.
I wouldn't let you because I don't want to give them the commercial. I don't want to give them the advertisement. You just take care of it when somebody comes up to you and says, "Where do you have your heads done?"
Well, no, it is still a tough one. It's.
No, I know, but I don't want to do it on air. I'd rather if somebody came up to me and says, "Hey, where do you recommend getting cylinder head work done?" It just wouldn't be that guy.
Yeah, well, this is a. I bought these complete from a major race supplier.
Oh, that's even worse.
And
see, they of all people should know.
Yeah, so I don't expect anything.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's the way it goes.
Well, it's the price of racing. And, but like I said, you probably won't buy from them again.
Well, I've already bought from them again
because you have to.
Yeah. Stuff gets here quick and priced right. And,
you get what you pay for, too.
I've got a B mod to put together, so I need parts.
Yeah, and you can't be, dickering. Just get it done.
Right.
Get her
Changing
done.
Subject.
Yes, dear.
Which tracks do you plan on racing 2024?
All of them.
With the hobby stock, I plan on going to Merced because they are adding IMCA hobby stocks. On a limited schedule, so...
Have you raced there before?
I've never raced there before.
I think it's a pretty small track. You've never... Yeah.
I don't know yet.
I've been there once. I raced there once.
And you don't remember?
Well, it was all, the Nationals are all a blur, but I'm pretty sure it's the one that had the asphalt pits. And oh yeah, I got hit in pits. That was awesome. That's right. It won't happen to you, but all right. I think it was a nice bowl.
Yeah, Cocoa Paw, Barona. Of course, Barona. That's, you know, love that track. And the big plan for the season is we want to go back and do the Midwest Madness Tour.
The Midwest Madness Tour.
Correct, with the Hobby Stock.
And where is Midwest that has a track
in the Midwest?
For the Hobby Stock? I want to know exactly, David.
Well, it starts in Worthington, Minnesota.
Oh.
There's a couple races in Iowa and a couple races in South Dakota, I believe.
So is this your vacation?
Whoa.
This is a vacation. And
1 week or two? Probably two.
I'm going to try to do it in one.
You stuff it in one?
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's five races, 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but it's going to take you a day and a half to get back there.
Right.
Then run 5 days, so that's 6.5 days, and then a day and a half back, you'd just be late to work.
Yeah, it's okay. They know I'm going.
Yeah.
He's already said, my boss says, all right.
You going to put a decal on the side of your car with his dealership name on it? Who owns that dealership?
I think
now?
He's recommending it.
Dave Petter. I will be more than happy to open the checkbook.
Guy's giving him time off, and he wants a checkbook.
Not time off paid, I don't think.
No, I get paid. It's vacation time.
Oh, that's his vacation.
Well,
have you ever asked him to sponsor you?
I have, and
we'll put you on TV, and he'll get TV coverage.
He could be sitting in the chair next to me.
He could be sitting in this chair right next to you. See, make a difference whether they come or not, as long as you ask.
Yeah.
That changes everything. Because if you don't ask, then nothing happens.
This is true. I keep asking.
Okay, we'll just keep asking.
I just got to get to the right person.
Yeah.
I got, you know.
He's pointing at me.
Oh, so Petter is the service manager.
No, Petter's the owner.
Well, then go sit in his office and say, hey, Dave Stahl said.
I will.
I don't know. Watch out for that one.
Hey, I have a very good reputation amongst dealers. Yeah.
No, so. Chris Knight is my service manager.
Chris Knight.
Yeah. Good guy. Brock Glover.
Yes.
I grew up sort of around him. He used to take his motorcycle at an old dairy, and we'd all be on our bikes, and he'd dust us all out and then take off.
He was supposed to be in last night.
He called in. That was nice.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way.
Yes. By the by.
I thought when they said he was in Italy, in my head, he
was just... No, he just got back.
Well, he had been in Italy, and in my head, he was like eating and walking around. No, he was racing, and he won.
Yeah.
He didn't even think to bring that up because he didn't want to take away from the interview.
Oh, so I thought he was working because he works for Dunlop. Right. I thought he was working.
No.
Oh, he raced.
He was racing and won. Well, but of course, he didn't bring that up because
he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was didn't want to take away from the legends and heroes.
Nice guy. Let's take a quick break. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris. If you've never been to Paris Speedway, you have missed out. It is absolutely top-notch. Great racing, great facility, great food, great ladies' bathrooms, and great people. In fact, we've got Tyson Tarkington on the line with his lovely daughter, Sadie. And Mr. Tyson decided to get off Speedway bikes after he won a championship. Then he decided to go win a Superstock championship. And then his daughter says, well, I can do that. And she did it in a mini dwarf. How you guys doing?
We're good. How you guys doing?
Great. Jeez,
you sound like you're doing better than we are. Hi, Sadie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How old are you?
7.
Oh, man. You already got a championship?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many seasons have you raced?
Two.
All right. So you're going to stay in Mini Dorks for a while?
Yep.
What color is your Mini Dwarf?
Tell me, what is it? Is this a 6-year-old?
Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks like you look on either suit.
Yeah.
All right, my idol.
Very cool.
I got to meet Evel Knievel. How about that?
That's cool.
Yeah, and he let me ride his motorcycle, if you can believe that.
Oh, all right.
So she's...
my car and her car both matched this year.
That's rad.
So what's your number, Sadie?
48.
How come that number? Is it special?
I don't know.
I knew she was going to say that. All right. Well, how about you, Dad? What's your number?
It's 48T. She's a 48S.
There we go.
She could have said it's because of Jimmy Johnson, but that's okay. She probably doesn't even know who he is. He's an old guy now.
Where does Sadie race?
Mainly out in Mojave.
Oh, okay. They have juniors out there.
Yeah.
I did not know.
It's another track we need to get to.
Yes, and that is where Tyson won.
If you guys have been there, you guys need to get out. There is a very, very cool facility out there.
Yeah. David, have you been out to Mojave?
I've never raced Mojave.
Okay.
I have once.
Yeah. Oh, you remember this one?
I remember that one as well. Okay. Is Mojave the one where in the turns there's not a wall?
Yeah, the only wall on the whole track is just the front straightaway. Yeah.
David, you should race there.
Yeah, you should. That way you can just go and go and go.
I went up and over because I race a dwarf car and they're small and like disappeared and then came back up and over and kept racing. They didn't even call.
They didn't even know you were gone.
I just kept going. I think that's the place. Yeah. Because you can without running into a wall.
So,
it's nice and it's banked.
So Tyson, does that give you concern not to have a wall, or do you like not having a wall?
The only thing, like I said, she was saying you can come out, go off, and come back on. It's kind of cool, but I mean, the only good thing about it is you don't tear your car up if you blow the corner.
Yeah. That's a great thing. I like it.
The only thing is, it's a little tricky, though. You know what I mean? You don't like most tracks where you got a wall where you can run up against the cushion.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not there, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
most
went.
Of the time, I hustled the bottom there pretty good.
And Sadie has never, raced at a track where there's a wall?
No, not for the kids. No, unfortunately, no.
So that's going to be a real eye-opener the first. Well,
that's like our junior drivers.
But our junior drivers Verona. Don't have a wall, but that track's flat as a pancake.
Yeah, it is.
The kids' track at Mojave, I forgot I mentioned that, we do have a back straightaway wall for them.
Okay. Like our track, we have it's a flat track in the center of the big track. And then the kids at track at Mojave, is it offset from the big track?
No, it's right dead center, just like Verona is. Sadie actually has raced Verona before when she first started out.
Oh, okay. All right. So this will be good. Watch this.
Okay.
Sadie, which track did you like the best, Mojave or Verona?
Mojave.
You sound like a commercial.
That's good. That's our home track.
Yeah, that's your home track, right?
Good job, Sadie.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advertisers?
Sponsors.
Rescue's Trucking. Mojave Valley Raceway. West Coast Auto Wrecking. Stevens Transport. And my whole family.
You know what you need?
What?
A food sponsor.
I have one.
Who?
Yeah.
Spaghetti Factory.
Who?
She loves the old Spaghetti Factory.
That's good stuff.
A great sponsor.
See?
Yeah, go get them.
Because I'm always telling you guys and girls, if you're going to go racing, you got to get a food sponsor so you don't starve to death. Because all your money goes in the race car.
Not really.
Okay. You know, we got to get you to come to KUSI in San Diego sometime. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
You ever been on TV before?
No.
Okay.
Just the just the what is it on the thing, the Mojaves, they got the it's like the IMCA TV deal they got.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, so she's been on there, or she obviously we all been on that one and stuff like that, and they've, you know, the interviews and stuff like that have been posted stuff.
Well, I, you know, like I said, of course, they're getting ready to tear my patio up, so I'm not quite sure when it's going to happen. But I love bringing the young kids down to the studio and put them on with their race cars and their driving suits. And all it's good for is sponsors, you know, because it gives us the public to realize what these sponsors are doing to help these young kids out. So, and she'd be a hoot. I'm telling you, she'd be a hoot on TV. No kidding.
But you let us know or get a hold of me or somehow or get with Scott or whatever, and anytime we will be there.
Yeah, let me they're gonna let me know January 1 how long, but I've got some other ideas to be able to still do it. But yeah, I will definitely get a hold of Scott and get your contact information, and we will definitely. Yes, dear.
Well, I want to know about Tyson 2024. You've won Super Stock 2022 and 23. Are you sticking in the Superstock 24?
Yeah, we're still gonna run Mojave full season out there. But I'm gonna run out there, and then we've been hit missing with a modified that my father-in-law had got me. So we're playing with an A mod a little bit right now, but the main focus obviously next year is to go after and duplicate the championship again out at Mojave.
Sure, why not?
Duplicate the championship.
Make everybody nervous.
And may Sadie do the same.
You going to go get him again next year, Sadie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, we ended the season at Paris on a good one. I ended up getting winning that last race out there for the Jerry Jodd Night of Champions.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's great.
Those are two completely different tracks. What is the size of Mojave? It's certainly not as big as Paris, right?
No,
Mojave is a little one. Smaller. Yeah. I can't even think of the exact size of it.
I remember it pretty small.
It's smaller, but Mojave is the corners. Mojave's a momentum track.
So yeah.
If you have a hiccup, it takes you a minute to get back going again.
Yeah. So to win on a big and a small, very nice.
Which do you prefer?
Yep.
You know what? I kind of like the short track better over the bigger track. It seems like the racing's better. You learn more when you're tighter with the other groups of cars and stuff like that.
Yeah. I see where you're going with that, too.
More dicey.
Yeah, because it's short, it's quick.
Compact.
Yeah, compact.
And it's not just who's got the fastest car on the straightaway.
Yeah, it's more driving, driver than horsepower.
More of a who if you got your setup down and if you're on, you're on point that night.
Well, and that's the key, too. You know, you can have the fastest motor out there, but if it's not set up right, you're not going to go anywhere.
But he's right about the hiccups, too. Like, one wrong move, and you take a long time to catch back up. At least in my division, it's...
Well, you're in the dwarf cars.
At least at Paris, when you get there, if you get a hiccup and something happens, you almost pray for a caution.
A caution?
Yeah, so that you can really catch up.
Yeah.
So how many kids you got, or is she it?
I got two. I got a son also, and he just turned two. Or he's two right now. He'll turn three in February. Sadie and him both. Brooks is my son. He turns three on February 6th, and Sadie turns eight on the 7th.
Someone's helping you there in the background.
So, Sadie, you going to teach your little brother how to race?
Maybe.
Are we going to keep your son? Oh, go ahead.
Hey, Tyson, tell me she's not a handful.
Oh, she is very much a handful.
Maybe. She's reminding me of Kelly Wetzel.
Yeah, she does.
Who's a teenager now.
That's the only challenge I have. Because one thing, when I bring them in to come on radio, the first time is the best because they're nervous. Then they get to know me.
They're a handful afterwards.
Once I bring them in a second time,
They're running the show.
All hell breaks loose. I have no control whatsoever. It's just a handful.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. But you know what? It's good experience for him. She doesn't seem to have a problem communicating. So that'll be a great, great, great interview.
Are we going to throw your son in four wheels or possibly just two since you have a Speedway?
No, after getting hurt this many times on Speedway, I think we're pretty much.
Copy that.
You figured that out, huh?
Got it. Good for you for figuring that out. Yeah.
Yeah, we just had an event. Or a show last weekend, and we had guys like Brock Glover, and they're doing what's the name of that? What are they putting together?
Legends and Heroes.
Legends and Heroes, and they're going to do a museum out in Ocotillo. So
we'll have a little bit of Speedway highlighted.
They're going to do some
mostly
Speedway
the motocross,
coverage,
but yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have to take a cruise out there once it's all done, since you're an old Speedway guy.
Yeah, we had some fun doing the Speedway and did a bunch of the traveling up to Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
Who's we?
Stuff like that. Me and my wife did it a lot going up, and I had a good one of my mechanic, and then my dad used to race Speedway too and stuff like that. But I had a good group of people behind me when I was racing Speedway.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Aren't those the greatest times? Right. Well, I tell you.
Boy, recreating it with his kids now. That's awesome. Yeah. You're the dad now.
So, hey, Sadie, you got a pencil? You can loan your dad?
Give me a pen.
I probably can find one around here.
Because I was just going to I'm just going to give you my email address anyway. I don't care if anybody has it. And then you can just send me an email. You ready?
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Stall, like where you put a horse, STALL, and then the letter D for David, @ Cox.net, COX.net. Send me an email.
Not a problem. We will do that for sure.
And we'll definitely get you guys on TV and give your sponsors a little kick. All right, buddy. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day and Merry Christmas, Sadie.
She ran away. Come here.
She ran away.
She ran away.
She ran away. She goes, oh, I thought I was done.
Did she come back?
We're good. Yeah, she's right here.
All right. Merry Christmas, Sadie.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck on your season, both of you.
Yeah, give him hell. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. David, I wish I had more money. Hunt right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Seven is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net for your everyday car, but if you really want a bonus, if you got a muscle car, because the kid loves muscle cars, and he knows how to get horsepower out of a muscle car. He's become the Mopar guy. Seems like people are going to him to be able to challenge other Mopars, Fords, and Chevys. So he seems to have that knack. Very good. Greg is a super, super cool dude. So that Certified Car Clinic. Go over there and give him a call, 619-444-7170. He's about 3 weeks out, so I'm just giving you a heads up.
Oh.
And Weather Machine. It's getting a little chilly outside, so you definitely get your AC and heating HVAC looked at. And if you have never had them come out like once a year and do a service on it, it is well worth it. They catch the problems. You need to give them a call and tell them you heard them on the radio show. They'll give you a screaming deal. Just tell them that Dave Stahl sent you. And that is 619-443-9974. All right.
Can I give three quick shout-outs?
Two.
Shout-out to Todd. Thank you for the Sprung Monkey article.
Oh, yeah.
Shout-out to Kelly Witzel. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, is her birthday?
She's a teenager now, so Corona beware. Like,
oh, my Lord.
That should be the very first thing they say at
the
driver's meeting.
Does she move up now?
No, I think she has one more year, right?
I'm not sure.
I think juniors can go through 13.
Okay.
Yeah. And then shout out to Isaiah. Just graduated from SDSU. Heading to his grad party after this from here. So
very good.
Lots of good things going on. But right now, we still have David.
Yeah. David, I wish I had more money, Hunt.
Yes.
That'd be me.
That'd be me.
David, what new trick can I do in my car, Hunt?
Let's try winning.
Okay. Yeah.
Tired of wadding things up.
Absolutely.
Oh, have you won?
Yeah, I've got a few main event wins.
But he's tired of wadding things up.
No. So when you win, do you do like squeal the tires or donuts? Do you cry?
No, because he doesn't want to break anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know what? I'm old school. So, you know, I get out, you know.
Do you stand on your car?
Beat the top of the car.
Okay.
Yeah. And...
you can't even help yourself, huh? Because there's just much emotion.
You can't stand on top of the car. You'll cave in the roof.
That's not nice. That's not nice at all. David David Roy.
No, pay attention.
I can stand on the top of my Pierce stock.
Yeah, but you don't want to do it.
No, you know what? I'm 60. I'll fall and hurt myself.
Just getting up there is a challenge.
Exactly.
It would take me a couple... myself.
You know, I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
You should see me trying to feed puppies. I get down there.
You can't get up?
I can't get up. Well, I got Jesus.
You're
a
Rottweiler. Call your strongest Rottweiler.
Look at me and like, we're going to help you.
I've seen that. Like a lady fell over and her big dog came over and
helped
was
her
there
up.
To, yeah.
Yeah, steadier.
Sorry. I was trying to defend you, David. Angela needs to get another job. Hunt.
No, Angela needs to get three more jobs. Three more, not one more, three more.
Yeah, I'm running three divisions this year, so.
Are all of them doing three divisions at Verona?
Like, will you be running? You know what? You're going up against Dennis Taylor, who runs multiple.
No, I'm.
Might there be three in one night at Verona? I know the schedule's not out, but do they run all three at Verona?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. So you're going to hold up the night? You're going to be like... hold on, David's getting out of one car and into the next.
So how big of a transporter do you have?
Right? Good question.
You know, I just bought an enclosed trailer.
How many does it hold?
They all going to fit?
No. I mean, I don't live too far from the speedway.
You got to plan these things, David.
No, you know what? I probably will not run three cars in one night.
I can't imagine. I mean, you will. I bet you will. I know you. You're like always like down for anything.
I have a buddy of mine that just bought a stacker, and he just bought it because he got a good deal on it.
Was he want to let me use it?
I could probably talk to him.
I mean, that would make things a lot easier.
Do you have something to pull it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's got a Hyundai.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Santa Fe. With four wheels.
It would just go like flat onto the ground.
It would not. No, but I'll have to ask him because he bought it and he got a pretty screaming deal on it. And I mean, he might let you borrow it. He would let me borrow it.
That's fine. You just borrow it and, you know.
That's shady stuff right there.
Ain't no shady.
Oh, it's not shady.
What's it talking about shady? We use your Mercedes.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve is actually listening. I did not think Steve listened.
Put a trailer hitch on that
he's
thing.
He's been trying to convince me to put a trailer hitch.
It'll do just on the Mercedes. Fine. I put trailer hitches on everything because you just never know.
I know Volvo. Volvos are good towers.
But you just never know when you need to tow something. It's nice to have a nice legal hitch on it.
Hey, we've put tow hitches on some of these electric cars that we sell.
I know. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
So what, it goes like 23 miles?
No.
I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Oh, okay.
He just does the work. Well, anyway, let's go back race and we're almost off air.
Yeah.
You make him come back Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Up to three divisions.
Yes.
And at Verona.
At Verona.
Cocoa Paw, and you want to try Mojave. No, Merced.
Merced.
You want to try Merced.
Are you going to do their Siri? Well, yeah, but then you're going to go to the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. He's going to do the Midwest 5-day event.
Right.
Which hobby stock on that?
Yeah, but the hobby stock. I would like to at least challenge Thomas Daffron for the state championship. I finished second to him for 2 years.
Oh, you got to get it.
Oh, that's right. You were running for both the national and local.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm...
What do you got to do?
What's the difference?
Go faster.
Oh, geez. That's all. What does that mean?
Really? You think that's all it is? You don't think it's set up?
I think I've got the car pretty much set up. I just have to trust the car going in.
Oh. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Just close your eyes.
No, David, no.
All right.
Then when you go open your eyes, I made it.
No. I for me, trusting is so huge.
Yeah, but your problem is you got dollar signs in front of your trusting.
Absolutely is. But the car, at least, and tell me if your division as well, the dwarf, if you run it as hard as that setup, it's going to race better than if you hold back.
So let me ask you about have you found the edge of your car?
Yes, but not regularly. I have. I've been in the right mindset to find it, and it's such a wonderful feeling.
And you know the feeling.
And
Have you found it? Have you found
it? It's like
yours?
A drug.
It is.
It is a drug. I just can't get it every time because I my mind. Yeah, the dollar signs are there, or a bad parent conference,
and
or
she's looking at the moon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she does do that.
I know.
You know, dollar signs does you
get
know
in
that
the way.
Does play a role.
Yeah. I hate it, but it holds me back.
Yeah, but if you don't,
then you're not showing up for a while.
Then that dream is on the shelf for a couple of months.
Yep, exactly.
What is Angela's role going to be? Is she crew chief?
Cook.
Why does she have to be the cook, David Roy?
Because I bet she can.
What's she going to do?
She'll make sure that we have food for the track.
David's stick together.
I'm still in the David sandwich. No, because she loves being at the track, right?
Yes, but she, you know, she doesn't like to get dirty.
Oh,
you know, when she raced, she was the ultimate arrive and drive princess.
I love that. That's me.
I don't relate.
Love that.
Yep. Change of tire.
Excuse me.
She gives you the side eye, and you know,
wax or take the mud off of it. No.
Angela, I did not know that about you.
Well, here's the thing. If you ever, ever get the opportunity to do a ride and drive.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You will never go back.
Oh, then I better not do that.
When you walk in with your helmet bag under your arm and you slide into the race car.
The dream would be for me is I carry my helmet onto the airplane that I'm taking.
Okay.
Just... maybe my suit in a...
Have your suit.
Oh, and can I hang it, please, on my flight?
In the first class accommodations.
You show up, you drive,
and you leave.
You get back on the airplane and you go home. Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
It's die and go to heaven, brother. I'm telling you, it's die and go to heaven.
I'm going to force the dream, hi, Michael. I'm going to be like laying there and I'm going to be like, just think. Can I please dream about
this? Yeah, I know. And you know, you get in and you don't even have to say anything. They come to you and they say, okay, you're full of fuel.
Here's your chapstick.
They're out there checking the tire pressure. You know, they've already warmed the engine up for you.
If they know me, they'll say, here's your chapstick, here's your Run the Jewels, and here's your bandana. That's all I need.
What more could you ask for? David, it is always a joy having you in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All you have to do is bang on her. And just, if you really love doing it, just say whenever you've got a cancellation.
He has said that very
just thing. Let me know. And we're happy because you're a joy. Go ahead.
I have to give a shout out to Cody Parento.
Yes, Cody.
You know, because... Well, God, we have a house together.
Do I know his dad or his grandfather? He used to race a car.
All the above?
Speedway.
Yeah.
Man.
Go Cody.
It's my wife's favorite driver with the Parentos. She'd sit up in the box with me, man, and she would hoot those guys like crazy. Cajon Speedway, those were the days.